welcome to James Crowley's Infinite Playlist, the podcast where I try to hear every song that's ever existed. I think this is going to be the fastest turnaround time I've ever had on a solo episode. Probably not. I don't know. I do this shit pretty frequently. But yeah, I'm doing a solo episode. My younger brother was supposed to be the last of my quarantined in my house guests. But he hasn't been ready to record yet, so I'm doing this live from the quarantine. My hair is getting way too in the way for me. I don't like it. When Frankie Becerra and I do Frankie and James do half hours, you're not going to know who's who. Maybe I'll just do Frankie set. But yeah, guys, follow me on Instagram at James P. Crowley, on Twitter at James P. Crowley 68. And let's just talk about some of the shit I've been listening to today. I'm recording this on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, which means yesterday was May 4th, which, you know what that means, May the 4th be Jawbreaker Day. This is an anti-Star Wars podcast, but a pro-Jawbreaker podcast. And any Jawbreaker fan knows that May 4th is Jawbreaker Day because that is the date in parentheses on the song Sluttering, which one of my favorite Jawbreaker songs. I know Dear You gets a lot of heat, but that's my favorite one because I'm a millennial, and I was 2 when that album came out, and I think that that's my favorite Jawbreaker record, because that's the one that sounds the most like the stuff that I like. So, yeah, long live Dear You. Let's keep on rolling along into my next song, which was Broken Body by Diet Sig. Diet Sig. I love that. Band, and I've loved them for a very long time. And their new album just came out, and it dropped. And I'm always happy to represent New Paltz. And I think that Alex has gotten a lot better and stronger as a lyricist since Where I'm Good at This, which was also a very good album, an album I like a lot. But I do think that. Do You Wonder About Me? Shit, what's the album called? I forget. I think it's called Do You Wonder About Me. Is a better record. And I think that I'm going to end up listening to that one a little bit more. Talk more about the Misfits. That was from the live chat, Greg Martin. I could talk about the Misfits. Oh, I fucking love the Misfits. This video keeps freezing, so it doesn't matter. You know what? Screw it. For that, I'll make my next pick a Misfit song. My next pick for this podcast is Mommy, Can I Go Out and Kill Tonight by the Misfits. One of my favorite songs. When I saw the Misfits live, that was such a cathartic night, and it was great, and I nearly started crying during Last Caress, but I really loved when Glenn Danzig introduced Mommy, Can I Go Out and Kill Tonight, because I'm pretty sure he just yelled Mommy, and then everyone screamed, Can I Go Out and Kill Tonight, and God, you know, it's funny, because I've listened to the Misfits for a long time, and they are not one of my favorite bands. I shouldn't say that, because I like other bands a lot more than I like the Misfits. But I've listened to them for a long time, and it's easy to mistake certain Misfits songs for each other. But listening to them all that night, I'm like, oh shit, I know all these, like, without thinking about it. So yeah, great band. Love the Misfits. Let's keep on rolling along into my next pick, which was Anaphylaxis by Pup. Dropped this song, and you know, it's fucking radical. It's so hard hitting, and I love when, like, punk bands put weird complicated words, which anaphylaxis is, as dumb as that sounds. But yeah, I don't know, I just think that, like, Stefan is such a great lyricist that he can kind of just, like, do those, like, heavy, like, throat shredding screams and make poetry out of them. But yeah, let's keep on rolling along into my next pick. I'm getting texts now that say, answer the question. And Casey just joined the chat. I have to stop paying attention to the group chat. Yes. But let's keep on rolling along into my next pick, which was Child's Play by Drake. But the stories about you I already know, and I like it. Take you to the mall and get you a new outfit. Girl, that's just some child's play. Bounce that shit like, whoa. Yeah. Bounce that shit like, why you gotta fight with me at Cheesecake? You know I love to go there. Say I'm acting light-skinned, I can't take you nowhere. This a place for families that drive Camrys and go to Disney.
They don't need to know all of our business. You wildin', you super childish. You go to CVS for Kotex and my Bugatti. I took the key and tried to hide it so you can't drive it and put on mileage. Then you find it, awkward silence. Mama is a saint, yeah, she raised me real good. All because of her, I don't do you like I should. Don't make me get you back to the hood. Don't make me get you back. I say bounce that shit like...
Drake dropped a new album, mixtape, on Friday, and I didn't think it was very good. Not a lot of stuff that was very memorable on it. I didn't like it. And I just kind of, like, I don't know, it bored me. And I don't like Drake a whole lot to begin with. So, when he has a song that I like, I tend to like it a lot. So Child's Play, for me, is a Drake song that, like, I do think is very good. And I think because it's kind of meme-y, but it's also kind of fun and energetic and thoughtful and... Excuse me, and it's great. I don't know. That's up there as a Drake song that I like. But let's keep on rolling along into my next song, which was Cocaine Blues, live from Folsom Prison by Johnny Cash.
One morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Said, yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shut her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but...
Love Johnny Cash. Love that song. I don't know. I put this record on last night while I was reading, and I forgot how good it is and how badass Johnny Cash can be. And I think I was like, oh yeah, this is a song about like doing cocaine and committing crimes, which, you know, very straightforward for country. I guess country music can be straightforward, but I was like, oh shit, yeah, he's kind of a fun storyteller. But let's keep on rolling along into my next pick, which is F and MU by Kalani.
We both know it's never really goodbye. I swear it's like we do this all the time now. That shit be turning me on, I cannot lie. Lie. And can't nobody else do that for me. No one make it hard to ignore me. Cut the attitude and put it on me. Put it on me, yeah. I hate you. Turns into I love you. In the bedroom, we fucking make up like it's Maybelline. We do petty things to mess up the sheets. You be running back once we let it go. I already know, did it times before. We just fucking make up like it's Maybelline. We do petty things to mess up the sheets. Can't lie to satisfy when you win your bills.
Which stands for fuck and make up. Which I just listened to the song for the first time today and it really kind of hit me. It's really sassy and moody, and I think that, like, you know, just having a song that is, you know, kind of about an on-again, off-again relationship, and it's just like, and then we fucking make up. I'm like, that's great, and it's kind of dumb, kind of fun, but I enjoy it. I don't know, not a whole lot to say. I did enjoy, like, three singles have dropped from Kalani's new album, and I liked two of them. There's one that I'm kind of lukewarm on, but I really love this song. It's so, like, fuck you and good and Yeah, but let's roll this on up just so I can edit it and put it out quick. My last pick for this week is King of the Hill by Piebald. I was reading Welcome to Hell World, and Luke O'Neill wrote about Greg Scott in Boston, which shut down due to the coronavirus pandemic, unfortunately. And he wrote about wanting to go see Piebald there and missing a Piebald show. And I don't really like Piebald. I've tried to get into their stuff, and it doesn't really do it for me. But I do really like this song because it's kind of... I don't know, it has that kind of all my friends are in bar bands type feel where, you know, he's just kind of listing off his friends, just like fantasizing about what their life's going to be like, where he's like, oh, you know, this guy's going to quit, you know, working at a comic book store and go back to school, and this person still rides, but he's fatter now. And, you know, and then, you know, this guy and this girl got married, and I'm their kid's teacher. And I don't know, I think that that's just kind of fun, and that's what I like in emo music. I don't know, it's so good, and I don't know, it's upbeat. It's much, it, like, transitions between, like, soft acoustics and upbeat songs really well, and I enjoy it. So those are 9 songs I've been listening to lately this week. Yeah, sorry that this one's kind of half-assed. I didn't really have a lot of time to get out of it. That didn't make any sense. That was just noise. But yeah, please follow me on my Instagram, Twitter. I hope that the world gets back to normal soon, and I will jam out with you next time. Bye.
He's just fatter. Alex took over for Alex Van Halen after his major surgery. John, well, he got married to Laura.